In order to practice spiritual life properly, one has to be alone. How alone? Internally, not externally. We may be surrounded by so many, but internally we should be completely committed to our mission. An example, when you are chanting the holy name, how do you chant more attentively? When you are chanting alone or when you are chanting with many others? Because when you are chanting with others, there is a possibility to start talking. Your chanting gets interrupted. Sometimes some devotees chant with others like Bhakti Prem Maharaj, but that he does to kind of get the devotees to chant together. I also used to do that in Mayapur. Every morning I used to have all the devotees come to my room and we used to chant. I started it. Why did I start that practice? Because I would see that devotees with bead bag in hand, they're walking and talking. They're not chanting, they're gossiping. Therefore I told them, come every morning right after Mangal Arati, come to my room and chant there. So that was one thing. We had to chant together to get them into. Similarly, as I was saying, Maharaj does that. But still then, you get into, your chanting get distracted because you are actually watching everybody, how they are chanting. And sometimes you have to tell, hey, don't fall asleep, stand up. Things like that. Personally, I like to chant alone. Nowadays, I don't get into chanting together. Because, and especially I like to chant early in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Then your mind is in complete peaceful state. The whole world is very, very peaceful. So that's the point I was saying. That yes, spiritual life, you need to be alone. You need to be alone. Meaning, you may be surrounded by many others, but internally, you should be focused on Krishna. And that's the time you have to be alone.